the rest of the story. Oscar Frentzen was 17, still a boy, yet already eager to start a new life. So one day he told his mother he was leaving Sweden to seek his fortune across the sea in America. But how would he get there, mother wanted to know. Well, Oscar had been saving his money, now had enough to buy steerage class tickets on a brand new ship. A brand new ship, mother frowned. I don't like the sound of that at all, she said. A new boat might have, well, it might have a loose screw or something. The teenager chuckled at that. He would be careful, he promised, and shortly thereafter he was westward bound. It was April 1912. Yes, that's right. The vessel on which young Oscar Frentzen had booked passage was the untried, unsinkable Titanic. And one chilly night on the dark Atlantic, Mother Frentzen's loose screw came true. Anxiously, Oscar's family awaited reports following the disaster, and then trembling, read the list of survivors. The boy's name was not there. No other hope from anywhere. So in the Swedish town of Falu-Ustugada, in the little church Oscar had attended all of his life, a memorial service was held, yet none of the bereaved assembled there dared to guess the rest of the story. For when Oscar reached Southampton, 2 days before Titanic was scheduled to sail, he encountered by chance a fretting fellow Swede. The matter with this fellow was that he was supposed to travel to the United States with a group of friends. All of them were booked on Titanic, but somehow his ticket was mishandled, misplaced. Now he would have to make the crossing on some other vessel, alone. Oscar thought for a moment and asked, "What's it worth to you to be on that ship?" The man said he would pay beyond the actual price of the ticket. He'd pay the equivalent of 35 United States dollars extra, right then and there. And Oscar said, "It's done." And the man, delighted and in the company of his friends, sailed off to his doom. And Oscar, he pocketed the profit and booked passage on a smaller ship called the Celtic, arrived safely at Ellis Island several days later, but then took a train to Chicago where relatives were supposed to greet him. Of course, they did not go to the train station that day. Oscar was missing at sea, after all. Anyway, everything eventually got straightened out, much to the rejoicing of Mother Frentzen and her clan. Oscar settled west of Chicago. He became a successful truck farmer, married a Swedish girl, and lived happily ever after. Oh, yes, they buried Oscar Frentzen near Libertyville, Illinois, August 14 last year, 1999. They buried him at the age of 104. And no one was more surprised than Oscar himself. Not that he had lived so long, but that he had passed away at all. For Oscar's family fondly recalls that he often said, "I can't die. I've already had my funeral." Of course, they knew what he meant. And now so do you. Now that you have learned the rest of the story.